We drive around, plant the vehicle in certain neighborhoods a few minutes before we get up, and they're like, they're out and about. Where are they? Where are they going next? And we've had people follow us. We've had people pull us at the Pride gas station when we're trying to get a coffee.
Ask us what we're about.
Hey, are you open?
It's another local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. And we're a hop, skip, and a jump away from the NEPM studios at Linden Towers in Springfield with the Go Fresh Mobile Market. What's your name?
My name is Riley Gilroy, director.
And what's your name?
Monica Hernandez.
Tell us about what Go Fresh Mobile Market is and why we're here. Is this a mostly elderly?
Yeah, it's a mixed community, mostly elderly farmers market brought to the folks here in the area so they don't have to go out and about. Mostly local food. We take all forms of payment, cash, credit, debit, EBT. We also participate in the Healthy Initiative Program, known as HIP. And that's where a lot of our customers come from, is they're coming to take advantage of their free HIP dollars. They don't have to go to the grocery store and spend all their extra EBT. Then they can take advantage of the free incentive that they have on their EBT card.
Right. It's a state program that reimburses your EBT card, your food stamps, if you go to certain markets that are incentivizing you to eat healthy, like farmers markets, certain co-ops, etc. What are you doing here, Monica?
Like, so basically, I assist Riley in, you know, setting up and transporting the produce. I do speak Spanish, so I do help translate. Riley does speak Spanish as well. It's gotten better over the years, so that helps communicate with the community, which is a higher Spanish population. Mm-hmm. We talk a lot about recipes. We're both chefs.
How many stops did you start with, and how did you get involved with making a mobile market in Springfield?
Monica had been working in 2018 with the Go Fresh Mobile Market when it was part of the Public Health Institute and the YMCA. I came on in 2019. They had kind of struggled with keeping the same person in a management role because it only really existed for about 4 months and had about 9 stops. And then they were done for the rest of the season. So it was really just the pristine summer months. Then Monica and I got to talking and we paired up and said, we'd really like to see this go year-round. So we started talking to more people in the community, finding out what areas would like to have us come and set up and be willing to accommodate us in the summer, potentially in the winter. From there, it just grew. We are now year-round with 20 different locations.
Yeah, I saw your schedule. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Even with only three days of stopping. So it's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you make a lot of stops on each of those days.
Yeah, average is 4 different stops a day, Wednesday being our busiest day with 5. We do get around town. We're all over the area.
So you mentioned sort of the genesis of the Go Fresh Mobile Market from the Public Health Institute, and you were working, Monica, around that time. Tell us what you know about the origins of this as a concept.
Yeah, we partnered up with UMass. They would come out and do demos. They would use our produce to do that. It allowed a little bit of interaction with more of the customers. It brought in different crowds. Samples are always a great way to, like, spark interest. Our whole concept is kind of food is medicine, providing a convenient service to the community. The focus started originally with the senior community, and we've learned that the senior community do get other resources. As a single mother myself, I'm like, listen, we need the single mother. We need the families. We need the ones that have like the 5, 6 kids. And those are the ones that are going to benefit the most from the HIP program, because those are the people that are going to get the $60 benefits, the $80 benefits. Those are the people that are going to need and use this. Most of the seniors are just cooking for themselves. So $40 goes a long way. And then they're only going to buy like 1 or 2 oranges, 1 potato. And it's like, that's great because that's all you need. You don't want to go to waste. But essentially, we want to feed the community. We're looking and we try to research where we might find that.
So you don't need to live here at Linden Towers to come to this market?
That's one of our guidelines, is that anybody from the community can go to any of our locations.
It was initially started through
Elder Affairs.
Elder Affairs.
Department of Elder Affairs is the genesis of Go Fresh. Elder Affairs started it up and collaborated with Public Health Institute. And then YMCA got involved. Got with PBTA to get the retired school bus van, which we've run for, I'd say, 10 out of the last 12 years. But yeah, it's been around the area for quite a long time. Been on City of Springfield's radar for about as long as I can remember.
Monica and Riley from Go Fresh Mobile Market, who are here at Linden Towers in Springfield, assisting people who are purchasing all of these great fresh fruits and vegetables. It's January. Where is all this food coming from?
A lot of the, let's say, the bok choy and the lettuce and the parsley, we grow right here in Indian Orchard at our greenhouse Wellspring Cooperative. The local produce will be coming from as many farms as we can get it from that are open right now. So Bardwell Farm, Plainville Farm, Clarkdale Fruit Farm.
Nice.
Even. We do splurge a little bit and get some stuff that's not so local, but is seasonal.
It's nice to have oranges at this time of year.
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily summer here, but it is somewhere, so I'll find a way to get some mangoes and papayas and avocados, because it's seasonal. We try to keep it as fresh as we possible can.
One thing that may be hard for people to understand is here you have this beautiful local produce, and when people are on food stamps, they get this state benefit that really expands their budget, which is the Healthy Incentive Program. And yet, it takes so much logistical work on both your parts to make this work. Can you share why is it a labor of love and doesn't just go easily?
It is literally very physically demanding. You really don't need to inquire any kind of extra workout. We're constantly doing squats. These are heavy crates.
Like squash squats.
Yeah. Seriously. Like, yeah, this 50, is our workout.
75 pounds a pop.
We have a new truck now, so we can't even fit in there technically. So we're scrouched in there. We're constantly playing like Jenga or like Tetris. And it's literally a disaster waiting to happen. But like, we have figured it out. And if like we don't
if you don't like organized chaos, this is not the job.
No.
But we get jokes all the time. They're like, how long have you guys been together? And we're like, oh, we're not a couple. But
we argue like one.
We do.
Work marriages.
Yes.
I don't know anything about that.
It's a work marriage for sure. But it is. It's a love of life. We love food. We love talking about the ideas. You are what you eat. If you eat processed food, then you start to see the health effects. Talking with other customers about some of their homeopathic remedies that they have from wherever they're from, you know, we have people that will buy 40, 50 heads of garlic, and that's all they're buying. Why?
Vampires.
Garlic soup, because, like, it's the season for it.
Garlic is so good.
It's always, because it's one of, like, the essentials to help you, like, with health benefits in your immune system.
Yeah.
So we always have garlic. We all have oranges. We have lemons and limes. We have ginger. We always have our local honey from Billy C's. That's, like, you know, your little remedy right there for your tea and all your health benefits. Those are, like, our top sellers right there.
You mentioned Riley and Monica from Go Fresh Mobile Market, that this grew out of UMass. It grew out of the Public Health Institute. It grew out of Elder Affairs. Is it now a business? Is it a nonprofit?
So we had the option of doing on a business license rather than do that. We liked the idea of it being a nonprofit. I actually partnered up with our customer, which was Wellspring Cooperative, who we were buying the lettuce from, and said, hey, you know, you've got a cooler, you got a greenhouse, it's a good match. You're a cooperative. We could do this together because people want to give monies to nonprofits and cooperatives. To private individuals, maybe not so much.
Right.
So let's not do a business license.
Yeah.
Let's keep this under the cooperative as an entity. So we run it as a nonprofit under the Wellspring Cooperative umbrella now. And it enables us the freedom to be able to work with more of the public infrastructure and city infrastructures and support the community on a greater scale than we were trying to do it on a personal business thing. It just doesn't make sense to do it that way.
Yeah, I mean, I know that there have been other attempts from other farms to do this similar kind of thing, and economically it has been difficult and doesn't always last.
Not profitable. It's a mission of goodwill, so it's not necessarily a business model that works. Mm. For us to be able to stay sustainable, we can get the food to pay for itself, and then grant funding covers our labor.
So the other part of the logistics, I imagine, one is like managing to get all this amazing produce at all these different locations on three different days of the week. But the other part, I imagine, is how do you keep increasing the number of people who want to come and get the food?
So that's a lot of our marketing, word of mouth, us personally posting on our social media accounts. We're asking if any of our locations, they have the roll call system where they can either text or send out messages. So that way residents know every time we get a new customer, we always tell them, tell whoever you know who has EBT, or just let them know that, hey, we're here.
I do know that statewide, the Healthy Incentive Program is such a great program, but only about 6 to 8% of all the households who are getting food stamps from the federal government even use their state benefit program. Kind of curious, what's the percent of customers who come in to all your stops are using their HIP benefits, would you guess?
It's probably about 90% of our customers are HIP purchasers. That's a good thing about like word of mouth, is that usually somebody who has EBT, SNAP benefits, they know somebody who has it. If they come across this great opportunity, then they're going to tell their friend, their family. Usually every week, we're probably seeing one or two customers who are bringing someone with them.
We like to call our customers participants, because they're participating in helping us keep it going. Now, if we can collaborate and get the state to do something more with the DTA.
Department of Transitional Assistance.
Sorry, thank you. To just notify and educate people, hey, there's this extra benefit that you have on your car that you're not using. It's 10% or less that know about it. And we're really trying to do as much as we can to get the word out and say, hey, look, you can use your food stamps for the meat and the milk and the dairy and all that other good stuff. We can help you out with the fruits and vegetables.
Both of you have culinary backgrounds, and you've talked about bringing samples to the market. Has there been anything that's come that has really sparked people's taste buds where they really started asking for it?
Brussels sprouts.
Really?
I'm not kidding. Brussels sprouts. Thank you, Harry. Bardwell Farm. We were doing loose case Brussels sprouts, and the idea being in a farmer's market is not everything's packaged, right? You reduce your packaging, but then we're grocery store trained that we want stuff in package because we don't want people to touch our food. So now we got cute little 1 pound bags, and then we're like, boom, I've never sold so many Brussels sprouts in the first hour that I've had 20 pounds sitting in a basket. I don't like Brussels sprouts, but they're in a little baggie now, 1 pound batch. Oh, that's cute. Boom, take it. Mini cabbages. I can deal with that.
It works.
We do change it up. We do try to listen to what our customers want. Canepas are one I've been trying to get a hold of that not too many people know about. It's a Puerto Rican sweet lime that is hard to find. We do the garlic. We do the gingers. We get a lot of the ingredients for the sofrito. It's a Puerto Rican green sauce, which is really good. You know, and we try to even grow the cilantro and stuff like that, but the arrachal is kind of hard to find. So these are little crops that I've been working with other farmers in the area. Say, hey, do you think you might be interested in growing a crop that my customers would like to see? Callaloo being another one. Mm. You know, a lot of people are like, hey, what is that? No, it's just...
It's hard to grow here.
It's amaranth.
Yeah.
It's green amaranth. I made the mistake of growing red amaranth. And they were like, oh, no. But then I had a whole bunch of green stuff, and I had some customers up on State Street, Mosque 13, hashtag Sister Anna Muhammad. She really helped us get a lot of those crops for folks in that neighborhood and bring my attention to it. I was like, oh, well, hey, I got a whole bunch of it here. I just gave it away. No, I'm not giving it away anymore. I have a very strong Vietnamese population at the X in Springfield, and we were doing a lot of garlic. And it turns out these people are buying garlic for tinctures. They got a little bottle of vodka, and it's like 30 cloves of garlic, some ginger, and it all goes in there, and it stays. And then it's just a little tiny drink every day to maintain blood pressure. And a lot of people are using the food as medicine. There's a movement called nutritarianism. It's back, you know, millennia years old because you use food as medicine. So they're actually just eating healthier and getting off of medication. They're reducing their heart medication. They're reducing blood pressure medication just by monitoring their health. We're working with Bay State Hospital, their nutrition department, and registered dietitians who are going to be coming with us and signing people up to do a food prescription and come visit our stops. They get a coupon for that. We're just really trying to change the way people are thinking about farmers markets.
You probably heard me squealing or speaking in Spanish and greeting one of our customers.
Yeah.
It's a regular customer that we usually see. She's been coming with us for years now. And, you know, we missed her a couple days. Today's the first day I've seen her since the new year. And so moments like that just make it really, like, rewarding, you know? And it's a really feel-good moment where you can see someone and they're happy to see you. You're happy to see them. And, you know, now they're just here to shop.
What's your name?
My name is Maria.
Where are you from?
I'm from New York.
Uh-huh. And you live here in Springfield?
I was raised and born in New York.
Tell us about your relationship to Monica and Riley and the Go Fresh Mobile Market.
They're my friend. He's very nice. She's very nice. I love them both. Mm-hmm. I miss them when there's a holiday.
Yeah.
And when they take off in vacation.
What did you get today?
Oh, well, I got green peppers, red pepper, garlic, grapefruit, apple, orange, pear, and baby spinach.
You know anything exciting you're going to make with that?
The garlic is to season in my meat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Tenderize it in there.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just moments like that that just make it really great. Some of our customers, they come to us and they only have, you know, a dollar on their card. And we're able to swipe that card 40 times. But they're able to walk away with $40 worth of groceries and they only had a dollar on the card. You can't do that at Stop and Shop or Big Y. And that's another feel-good moment.
You can find out where Riley and Monica will be, where and when, by searching for Go Fresh Springfield Farmers Market on Facebook or checking out their website at gofreshmobilemarket.org.